And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hey, welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I am Dan. That first song was Steak Knives doing Stupid People. This was off of the Killed by Modern Problems Volume 1 tape. I guess it came out over a year ago, but it ended up in the review bin, and it is absolutely killer. HRS Records put it out. Got a bunch of bands I have never heard of and a few that I have, but don't know anything about this band, but they are fucking great. Got Jen here today. This is her first time at MRR, and she picked out a bunch of favorite records she's going to play. I got some new stuff, and Andrew's also going to play some favorites of his. What do you got for us, Jen?
Well, shoot. I got some fastbacks coming up. White Lung from British Columbia, Seattle queercore band called Agatha. Got a bunch of good stuff. So let's start off with fastbacks. They were an old Seattle punk band. Started, I think, in like 77 or something like that, and kept going with a variety of drummers.
One of which was Duff McKagan.
Yeah, briefly in his youth, before calling it quits in, I think, around 2004 or so. So this is my favorite fastback song. This is In America. To Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and that was Slant Six, old Up the Punks, old DC girl punk band. That was Nights Times Nine from Soda Pop Ripoff. Before that, Agatha, they have a 7-inch out on Rumbletown Records, and that was Tomorrow. Before that, from British Columbia, White Lung with Loose Heels, and starting things off in America from the Fastbacks. And I'm gonna turn things over to Dan now.
Thanks, that was an awesome set. So I was just digging in some of the stuff that came in for review last month and the month before. And I'm going to start things off with Red Dawns doing Land of Reason off of their most recent LP, which is called Fake Meets Failure, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We'll be right back.
I love that song. I love that band. That is Nuclear Family, Believer's Voice of Victory. Awesome, awesome, awesome band. Got to see them 3 times. If you live on the West Coast and missed out, you lose. Before that, INJSYS, short for Injustice System, doing Rotting Republic. That was off of their 7-inch. They also have a split with Blood Type that came out as well. Both records are good. Before that, De Culture's doing Moon, Night, and Day off of their split 7-inch with Thurneman. Also an awesome band. Male Nurses, who I don't know much about, but that was their song, Religious Hypocrisy, off of their 7-inch on Deranged. And started things off with Red Dawn's doing Land of Reason off of their... Oh, God, I already said the name once, and I don't remember it. What was it again? Let me read the spine. Fake Meets Failure LP. I was a belated fan of The Observers, who I absolutely now love. I wasn't quite as into Red Dawn's other records, but this is a record's amazing. Jen has got some more stuff that she has dug out of the collection.
I do indeed. Also, I almost grabbed that Male Nurses because that name is so good. But I did not. I left that for you to do, I guess.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've got some more Northwest old gems now. This is Unwound.
Thank you.
cup is empty. Thanks again. Hey. And that was The Bangs, Sweet Revenge from the Sweet Revenge LP on Kill Rock Stars. They played a series of reunion shows this summer as a benefit for a former Kill Rock Stars employee. They played with The Need as well, and I feel like those were probably the best shows I've seen. Well, in the top five best shows I've seen in the last year were The Bangs and Need reunion show. They were incredible. Before that, Pens out of the UK. That was You Only Like Me When I Tell You I'm Wrong. And we heard from Mechanormal before that, Strong White Male, and Normal Never Happened from Broken Water was what you heard before Mechanormal. Broken Water, I cannot say enough good stuff about that band. That band is like blowing my mind constantly. They're from Olympia. They've released an LP, 7-inch cassette. I don't even know how much other stuff.
Two 7-inches, I believe.
So good. If you get the chance to see them or hear them, you should probably go out of your way to do that. They are so, so good. And starting off that set, Unwound, Kid Is Gone, Chant of Revenge. And that finishes out my sets. I'm Jen, and Andrew's up next. He's taken over.
Hello, all. Hate to derail the sets such as they are, but you know, this is sort of my fantasy dream set since I haven't been on MRR radio before, so these are the songs I've been thinking about and wanting to play. I know I'm the least read columnist of all of them, so that select handful, that's a small few, that brave band that actually read the column, know that Japanese noise core is my life. And I'm going to start out with the song that defines me and my lifestyle. It's the Swankies, I'm Punk.
Midnight, baby. 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 Mid night, you are shadow every day. You know, shut up to know from midnight. Midnight, baby. Midnight, baby. Midnight, baby. Midnight, baby. Midnight, baby. Midnight, baby.
So I apologize to all of you who thought that was horrible. I don't disagree, but it's what I love. So that was The Swankies, I Love Punk from Best of Lifestyle Volume 2. That was Kuro, second song. Midnight Baby from the Pinch and Ouch compilation, essential if you like this sort of thing. Of course, Merciless Game from Confused, Spending Loud Night, possibly the best 7-inch EP ever recorded ever in human history. And then Violence Action from Z2Z. You can't get it. It's impossible to find. But if you do, buy that motherfucker. God damn it. It's a horrible mess, and it's incredibly awesome all at the same time. If that's music, I'm Mo Monkey's uncle, but it's awesome.
Cool. Thanks, Andrew, for playing your stuff. Also want to thank Jen for coming in and playing some of her favorites.
Thanks for having me.
So got a little bit of time left. Got the peanut gallery here. Now you all know my full name. So you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We have a motherfucking censored fucking version of this fucking show available for your fucking stupid ass radio station. Go to our website and click on stations for more info. MRR is accepting tax deductible donations of any amount. My vision's gotten worse, but there's a link on our website for more info. Radio.maximumrockandroll.com. Email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. Send two copies of vinyl, CD only releases and cassettes to MRR, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, CA 94146. We are Twittering at MRRRADIO. So if you're prone to Twittering on the bus or any other places, we are also on Facebook, Maximum Rock and Roll. That's not in the announcements, but yeah. But the show's not over yet. Got two, maybe three outro songs, depending on time. This is the Coconut Coolout doing Punk House Part 2. After this, I'm going to play classic Kill by Death and classic San Francisco band Merry Monday and Pop Gun. Available for millions of dollars or on Killed by Death 17. This is Coconut Coolout's Punk House Part 2, not to be confused with Punk House Part 1.